Welcome to the wrestling show that's not just for wrestling fans. This is Smark and Friends on lovewrestling.ca. My name is Zach and I'll be your host. So, elephant in the room, I'm fighting off a bit of a cold as I am recording this little intro and extra. Please rest assured that that is not going to be present during my interview proper on today's episode. And also, rest assured, if you might have partied with me this past weekend at Walter Ling's WrestleMania watch party at Champ Sports Bar in Montreal, that this is not the coronavirus, as confirmed by a home test, thankfully. But maybe I passed along the sniffles for that, and if so, I do apologize. My guest today, he is a writer. He is behind the comic Disciple, which is presently being funded over on Kickstarter. Disciple tells the story of an aspiring pro wrestler who makes a Faustian pact with Mars, the god of war, exchanging fame and fortune for spreading the word of the god of war himself. It's a very cool project. Like I said, it's being funded on Kickstarter. And as I pull up the page right now, as I record this Thursday morning, one day before the launch of this episode of Smark and Friends, it's only $18 away from being funded. So I'm sure by the time that this launches, they're going to be fully funded, and there's going to be lots of stretch goals that they're going to start pursuing very, very thoroughly. Once again, that's Todd Matthey. He is here to talk about Disciple. And support for Love Wrestling brought to you by Manscaped.com. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. They just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. So join the over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer from Love Wrestling for you. Use our promo code LOVEWRESTLING at manscaped.com. You're going to get 20% off your order. You're going to get free worldwide shipping. So do it. Head over to manscaped.com, promo code LOVEWRESTLING. Your balls will thank you. I'm back with Todd Matthey after this message and after a sip of a warm beverage.
Hello, friends. Spencer Love here to interrupt your drive time commute or your regularly scheduled podcast listen to tell you about Love Wrestling, the brand new destination to find out more about what you love in the squared circle. We've got previews, reviews, breaking news, interviews, opinion pieces, features, and more all under one convenient location. Head to lovewrestling.ca, youtube.com/lovewrestlingca, or your preferred podcast player of choice because you want to check out what you love about pro wrestling.
And we are back. Joining me out of the Bronx, he's the author of Robots vs. Princesses, a litany of short stories and comics and articles, and most recently, The Disciple, presently running on Kickstarter. Todd Matthey, how are you, friend?
I'm good. How about you, Zach?
I'm doing well. I understand you got eyes on Dynamite as we're having this conversation.
I am, and I am watching right now Bryan Danielson just dissecting Wheeler Yuta. I mean, I'm going to say this. Danielson in AEW is like a surgeon. A surgeon of pain. He just goes in and he just like knows where to hurt people and he just cuts them. And it's cool. It's the most exciting like wrestler to watch right now.
He has been an absolute joy to watch. I mean, he was always fantastic in WWE, but now that he's gotten a few less chains on what he can and cannot do in that squared circle, it has just led to some very dynamic storytelling, absolutely.
I mean, I agree. I mean, like, I was at his match with Omega.
Oh, jeez.
I'm glad I was able to see it because, let me tell you, that night, their concessions, I was just trying to get something to eat, and oh god, it was hard. But I got there, I got to see the whole match. I was like, alright, now we're going, and I'm gonna say, it was great. His matches with Hangman were phenomenal.
Yep.
But everything he's done in AEW, like, with Miro, he was the underdog.
Right.
With Eddie, they had just, he's just proven. A lot of people called him the greatest wrestler right now, and I'm like, yeah, he is. Because he can do sports entertainment, he can do, amateur, catch, he can do, strong style. He is, and he can adjust his personality, and I mean, he headlined WrestleMania. And now at AEW, he's having, like, the best matches.
Banger matches.
Bryan Danielson is... I mean, he's the guy, and you know what? Jill Thompson, apparently, and him are very good friends, too. I mean...
Okay. Right on, right on. I have to imagine, again, you're writing a comic about pro wrestling, so mm-hmm. I imagine that wrestling's something that's been with you for a significant fraction of your life?
Oh, yeah, since, like, pre-K and kindergarten. My first exposure was the Mega Powers.
Okay, yeah, that resonates.
Which, you know, I still consider it the greatest wrestling angle and story ever told, even if the wrong guy won.
Yeah, that's fair. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But also, in the end, Macho Man... I think Macho Man won, ultimately, in the end. He got his girl back, and he got the title after beating Ric Flair, you know. So, but that's what got me into it. Between that, you know, between Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, you know, which is... that alone is something. But then you had Ultimate Warrior against Ravishing Rick Rude.
The golden era, man. Yeah. The characters are... It's hard to top them.
You can't. And then, like, I had a friend, like, my neighbor who got me into wrestling, Timmy O'Donohue. Oh, God. He doesn't mind me mentioning his name. Also showed me the NWA at the time. So I saw Sting. And then I saw Ric Flair and Terry Funk. So I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And even though, like, you know, like my dad was an amateur wrestler, and I went on to do amateur wrestling. And he's like, you know, this stuff's fake. But
the F word.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Yeah,
I was able to lose myself in this. And they made it look like a sport or something that you could get into, because they would say something like, you know, that would make you mad and you'd want to see what happens next. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is really cool. I mean, like, as Jim Cornette said, like, when he described being broken in, he was like, I'm being broken into this secret society that manipulates people's emotions, that despite exposés and everybody saying, you know, it's, you know, worked, you know, they still make people believe, they still want that, they're selling tickets, and they'll still attack you when you're the bad guy. And he's like, who wouldn't want to learn about that? You know,
absolutely. And again, you just touched upon it, about making people believe in things. Man, I got, like, once I discovered The Disciple through Twitter, on Kickstarter, I read all about it. Dude, I just love this premise, man. An aspiring pro wrestler making a Faustian bargain with the god of war, Mars, trading fame for spreading the gospel of Mars and trying to get people to believe. What a friggin' premise. This is so cool. Where did this story come from?
Ooh, I might be getting a little personal here, but I had a breakup.
Okay.
And the situation was, I mean, like, there was another guy involved. I don't want to put the person on blast, you know, but I'm just going to say, like, this is where it came from.
Yeah.
I was mad. I was upset. And, you know, as a wrestler, and you just wanted to, like, throw down. You wanted to find out who it was, and you wanted to, like, beat him up.
Sure.
And, you know, I was feeling that. Then all of a sudden I heard Orgasmatron. I was driving to work on the radio, and I just was, like, pulled over. And I had this image of, like, a wrestler being the god of war coming to kick this guy's ass. And then I wrote it down, but then I realized, you know, the guy couldn't be a wrestler with everything that has been going on over the years. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm not going to get into politics too much because there's a little bit of it in it, but it's not like...
It's not heavy-handed. Gotcha.
Like, it'll be reduced to like wrestling politics.
Gotcha, yeah.
But, you know, I started just exploring this and exploring like the idea like, yeah, you think about beating a guy up, but you realize it probably won't end well for you.
Right.
Everybody involved. And I just wanted to explore that feeling. And I also realized, you know, between watching wrestling and hearing, like, you know, stuff about, like, killing heat, and I realized, ooh, God of War, great gimmick. Well, what if fucking Mars, the God of War, wanted to emerge, and he wanted to be able to manipulate emotions? Well, who does that better? Wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And who can that be controlled by best? Wrestlers. It's not like MMA. Because you know what? If I like came out and I was like, oh, I'm Mars, the God of War, I looked badass, and then some guy just fucking, boom, nails you with the fist and you're knocked out, well, then you're dead. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a wrestling... And it's why wrestling works so well, is that you can keep him as a badass. You can make him like the Undertaker. Nobody stops him.
Mm-hmm.
And that, combined with, and there's a scene in a later issue, which, you know, maybe a minor spoiler, but he gets cut. He gets people angry. Oh my God. Fucked my guy. Then, like, you fucked up. No, but you fucked up my guy. You gang beat my guy. Because I also booked like wrestling angles in this comic that I want.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. And they all weave into like Jesse's personal story and Claire's personal story. Like Jesse's story is like multi-layered because there's Mars, there's him as a wrestler. Then there's him as a person. And it all kind of like interweaves. And God, it's the Kickstarter, we're only doing the first issue, but I'm like, I'm hoping we can get more people to do extra pages so you can see the full scope of this thing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like, you know, that I wanted to play with was, you know, like the idea of killing heat. You know, like, which, again, Jim Cornette wrote a great essay about it where he, like, people want, still do, they still want to kill him.
Right. Okay.
Say what you want. They still want to kill him. So I'm, like, thinking, you know, like, and his whole thing is, like, you know, so Jesse gets jumped, and all of a sudden he can manipulate those emotions, make them go up so you can see fans charge in the ring, trying to kill the other wrestlers. And I just like this idea of, you know, he's upset. He wants his girl back. He was told, like, and it's in the preview, that he's basically going to job out.
Right, yeah.
He really just says, you know what, fuck it. Hey, Mark, you got what I want. All right. You're not going to take my soul? Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. The Faustian bargain. I love it.
It's a Faustian bargain. And just imagine someone who can manipulate emotions having access to Twitter. Having to TV.
I can imagine it quite well.
Yeah. This is like manipulating rage going viral. So
yeah,
it's a fun idea to play with.
Right on. You touched upon it that you want to build extra pages for this book. But beyond that, like, what are your ambitions? Do you imagine Jesse's Samson story goes, like, how many issues, like, ballpark are you thinking for the Disciple?
For me, a ballpark would be six.
Okay.
truly tell the story that I want, the way I want to tell it.
See, I'm glad you say that, because like the kind of fiction I like, don't get me wrong, I love comics, I love open-ended worlds and stories can go on, but I like hearing that there's a beginning and end in sight. So like 6 issues, that sounds, that's well within my own personal taste of comics, and that sounds amazing. So tell me about the team you've put together. You've got like a handful of artists on board. Mm-hmm. Who's working with you?
Originally, like, because I had the story, like, this thing's been percolating for years. I first met up with Martin Polisko on Comics Experience. He made the first few pages for a pitch, but then he's gone on to do different things, and love the guy, great man. All right. But then I met Jordan Dorenzo at a Creator After Con party at New York Comic Con. I saw his work, and I was like, "Holy shit!" And I'm like, "This guy's good." And I just start talking with him. Nice guy, great guy. Can produce and like things in good time. Then he told me about his colorist, and he put me in touch. And I asked him to do some pages, maybe for like a revised pitch. And then I realized, you know, between those pages and Jordan's pages, Jordan wants to be on board, which he said he was, we could finish at least the first issue. And I could pay him what he deserves, you know, with a Kickstarter. So I said, you know what? This thing's been living in my head. I've been pitching and doing other things, but this one's lived in my head, and I just said, you know what? I want to do this.
It's time. Very cool. Again, like the Kickstarter is a very interesting page. You've got some like really cool testimonials on the page. Some of my favorite wrestlers, some of my favorite writers. You've got Mark Waid, Rob Van Dam, Scott Snyder. But there's one testimonial I really want to pick your brain with, because I think there's a lot of substance here. It's from Jay Sandlin. His quote here, I love this. Disciple is what happens when you mix myth with kayfabe and discover that they're pretty much the same. Excuse me, they're the same. And I feel like there's so much substance to that. Is that something you had in mind when you were authoring this comic?
Probably not consciously, but I definitely see how it's happening because, you know, once again, like, one thing is, like, Claire, the character, like, Claire is, well, she works at the museum, and her specialty is, like, ancient cults, and one of the things, like, you know, is that, you know, with Mars and part of that arc is that, well, Constantine, and if you look at Roman history, came and they suppressed the Roman gods. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that people still stayed and worshiped those gods, you know, and keeping them alive. And the fact that we named a planet after him definitely shows like his strength.
Sure.
It might be called Barsoom on there, I don't know. But I don't know, and one of those things, like, and that tied it into, like, you know, Sandman and American Gods, where it was like, well, these gods stay alive because they're worshipped. So that came in, and I realized it kind of like merged together, and wrestling is about people being larger than life, but then going into this basic competition where your goal is to pin another guy just to the ground for 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you think back to like the gladiatorial competitions and the pageantry that you see in all the movies, and you're like, this all makes sense. It all just, like, you know, comes together. It's like people think of wrestling as like this low class thing. I'm like, no. It's actually very sophisticated, and one line that Claire says is, she tells her new boyfriend, like, she's like, it's actually a very sophisticated form of psychology.
Yeah.
I mean,
when it's well executed, like, again, it can be pretty lowbrow, but when it's executed well, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, like, yeah, there's definitely, like, stuff that you're just like, I will never forget, and I always tell this story. I had my friends over to watch SummerSlam because they wanted to see Hulk Hogan against Shawn Michaels.
Right.
All right. And
I think I know where this is going.
Well, let's look at the undercard. All right. Mm-hmm. Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio in a ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something I would show anybody. But what was the stipulation? Custody papers.
Custody of Dominic.
Yeah. So they're just like, well, this is stupid. And then, like, Eugene against Kurt Angle.
And oh, boy.
We don't need to say anything more.
Yeah.
They saw it, and they were just like, you watch this? So, yeah, it's like wrestling can go from to the penthouse to the outhouse in the same show.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of larger than life characters, I don't want to like sidetrack too much, but I see it put an eyes on the screen. Is something happening on Dynamite that I need to know about right now?
Thunder Rosa is cutting a promo right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was wondering if we were getting that big debut from the Owen Hart Memorial Tournament as of yet.
We're not there yet.
So this isn't your first tour of Kickstarter. You've had successful Kickstarters in the past with Robots vs. Princesses. Yeah. Just wondering if you have any advice for any like content creators out there who want to use the Kickstarter platform to the best of its bandwidth.
Don't go to fund your full project for your first campaign.
Okay.
And I learned that lesson the hard way. When I first launched Robots vs. Princesses, I put in, like, the specific number that I wanted. It didn't work out, and I had to cancel it and recalibrate.
Sure.
Second, if you're going to do crowdfunding, get a crowd. Start a mailing list. Start letting people know, hey, this is cool. This is coming. And, you know, put skin in the game. To make a Kickstarter, you gotta put in your own money. Okay. You gotta put in your money to have pages. You gotta put in money to like show people, oh, I have this. And if we reach this goal, I can finish this. That was a lesson I learned, you know, the hard way, but once again, if you can get like a mailing list or something like of friends, family, then maybe offer samples to people on social media saying, hey, come check this out. You like this? You can succeed.
Right on. Right on. Well, again, once again, the disciple is running on. Oh, what do you got?
Tony Storm.
Yep. Oh, shit. Hey, good for her. That's amazing.
Honestly, she works there, and I'm glad.
Yeah, she's awesome. Oh, that's exciting to hear. Tony Storm in AEW. You're not hearing it here first unless you're really not paying attention to AEW, because this recording is launching about a week and a half past this particular Wednesday. But at the time of this recording, The Disciple is still running on Kickstarter and will until April 23rd, which is 2 weeks after the launch of this particular episode. As we record, it's already something in the ballpark of like 79% fully funded, yeah, which is astounding. But with that, Todd, the floor is yours. Let the audience know where to follow you on social media, more about the campaign, any important details. Once again, let us know.
You can go to my website, toddmathew.com, to sign up for my mailing list. You will get a pop-up that will let you go there. And I have stuff on there that I want to, like, you know, all share with you. I'm going to be coming up with some original comics that I put on there. I just finished up Barbarian Fairy Tale Theater there, where we took Snow White and decide to give the Wicked Queen a little injection of barbarian beefcake. I plan to put the full comic on Comixology, but I got another one in the wings that'll be really cool. And also, like, my reviews of, like, Batman, my WrestleMania predictions and stuff like that, you know, are on there. You can follow me at Todd C. Matthey on Twitter, which is where you'll get my opinion on mostly wrestling. Occasionally, I'll comment on some stupidity that's happening in the world. And just be like, oh, wow, this is stupid, and people are just exaggerating this.
Yeah, yeah, there's no shortage of stupid in the world.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm like, yeah. And then I'll just go about my day, you know.
Right on. Todd Matthey, once again, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, no problem, man.
Additional support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by RK Athletics. If you're in the Edmonton area, you want to speak to Rich King about pursuing your fitness goals, whatever they might be. So head over to rkathletics.ca. And again, if you're not in the Edmonton area, there's a lot of great resources available on that website, rkathletics.ca. And yeah, head over, fill out the form, let them know what your fitness goals are. And again, Rich is just a very casual guy. If you just want to send him a DM over on Twitter and Instagram, you can do so at RKAthletics1. Not sure if the cat attacking my coffee is in frame, but, you know, I'm fighting him off as I'm doing this ad pitch. Either way, start pursuing your dreams with RK Athletics. Todd Matthey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today about your exciting project, Disciple. Once again, the Faustian bargain tale within the world of professional wrestling. When this episode launches, there's going to be 2 weeks left on their Kickstarter, and I'm very confident in saying they'll be fully funded by the time this episode launches, and they will be pursuing their stretch goals for the remaining 2 weeks of their Kickstarter campaign. Once again, head over to Kickstarter.com, look up Disciple comic book, very cool tale. They've got a little preview, and it's just like the most... I'm so excited. I've already backed this campaign. I think wrestling fans who like comic books should also do the same. Shout out to Andy Belanger. Bob Animal Anger himself was the person who called my attention to this a few weeks back. And, you know, reaching out to Todd Matthey after I saw that this project was live, it was an absolute no-brainer. If you like what you heard today, congested voice aside, please head over to ratethispodcast.com/lovewrestlingca. You're not just rating Smark and Friends, you're rating all the content being built very proudly here at Love Wrestling. I'm of course talking about Power Out, NXT, Friend Info with Cody Defoe, Spencer Love Interviews, upcoming shows like Cheap Pop with Lawrence Cartier, all that good stuff. Astrid Asks, great stuff top to bottom here at Love Wrestling that we are very proud of. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do so on Twitter at SmarkMouth, at Smark.Mouth on Instagram, and you can follow at Smark and Friends on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, follow at Love Wrestling CA on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. Thanks so much for joining our conversation with Todd Matthey. Once again, I encourage you to check out that project on Kickstarter.com. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be back very soon. Till then, friends.